I finally caught up with Volvo's new large S90 executive sedan, two front-wheel and two all-wheel drive models, each with a choice of 2-litre turbo petrol and turbo diesel engines, prices running from $79,900. 40% of the executive market over $70,000 is held by the Mercedes E-Class, in March gaining 200 sales to the Volvo S97, echoing what I've been saying for a long time, that at this end of the prestige market, buyers buy badge cachet rather than a car. This sales disparity in no way relates to the product, the new large Volvo S90, an impressive long wheelbase sedan, striking in appearance, spacious inside, and a cabin that's classy and in some ways class-leading. I drove the all-wheel drive 2-litre twin-turbo diesel D5 inscription. In my week behind the wheel, many people commented on the S90's striking appeal, but when told it was a Volvo, went rather cold. Which is a shame, as in all-wheel drivers tested in the recent rain, it was brilliant on road. Some aspects of the driver assist technology, however, I find intrusive, like its lane keeping aid, too aggressive, constantly tugging on the steering wheel whenever you get near a white dotted line. Volvo call their driver assist safety technology IntelliSafe Assistance Around, and it's comprehensive. This large Volvo may not have the cachet of an E-Class Mercedes, but if you like individuality in your car, the S90 has it in spades. I'm David Berthon.